Hello, fellow Rebel Capitalists. Hope you're well. Let's get into the stock market action. Huge volatility. We saw like 1,000, 1,100, 1,200 point swings yesterday. And so far today, we have seen another 800 point swing. And the day isn't over yet. Let's dive into the article from CNBC. Dow claws back 800 point loss. Tuesday for second stunning comeback in a row. And the first thing that comes to my mind is Chris Cole and the Dragon portfolio. Because if you are long volatility, you're taking advantage of this to the fullest extent you can. So let's keep going here. The Dow Industrial Average staged a stunning comeback Tuesday. Well, I don't know if it's staged. It is staging. We'll see what happens by the end of the day. Mirroring the index's historic late-day rebound the day prior, the blue-chip average added about 20 points after losing more than 800 points at its lows. The S&P 500 dipped 0.6%, while the tech-heavy NASDAQ fell 1.2%. Okay, they're saying this as if the day's done here. I don't know why they're doing that, unless they're closing early today, something I'm not aware of. But I think they'll still be open until 4 o'clock Eastern time, which gives us another, call it 3.5 hours of trading. So we'll have to see how this plays out. But the bottom line here is massive volatility. Well, what does this mean to you? History shows a sharp intraday comeback for the NASDAQ composite does not typically signal the end of the sell-off, but rather marks volatility seen at the start of a down period. Let me say that again. Typically, this type of volatility does not signal the end of a sell-off. It signals the beginning of a sell-off. We'll have to wait and see how it plays out. So here, Manish Deshpande says downside risks for monetary tightening are higher versus history. Totally agree with that. I think it just goes back to the monetary heroin we always talk about. That was the economy and the stock market addicted to the monetary heroin in 2019? 100%. Is the real economy and the stock market more addicted to monetary heroin now? Absolutely. Therefore, if you take away that monetary heroin, the negative effect is going to be far worse. The pain has so far been localized to high valuation stocks, but signs of broader risk off are brewing. And this guy works at Barclays. The Fed two-day policy meeting begins Tuesday as investors look for updates on when the central bank will raise interest rates and by how much. Market participants expect the Fed to signal a rate hike as soon as March and more policy tightening on the table to address high rates of consumer price inflation. This podcast is brought to you by Rebel Capitalist Pro, the best online investing research. I have teamed up with Chris McIntosh and Lynn Alden, two of the best in the business, to create Rebel Capitalist Pro and give you the tools you need to build wealth and thrive in this crazy world of economic insanity. Rebel Capitalist Pro is jam-packed with Chris and Lynn's incredible research. We have live stream Q&As where you can ask your questions directly to Chris, Lynn, and myself. And the best of all, there's an online member forum which allows you to network, learn, and explore ideas with like-minded individuals. What are you waiting for? Check out Rebel Capitalist Pro right now at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. Take action today and do something your future self will thank you for. I was talking to our good friend Patrick Serezna last night on the Rebel Capitalist Pro live Q&A, and he was really echoing the same things that we were thinking through yesterday on this channel with the live streams. And what I'm referring to most specifically is the Fed's meeting on Wednesday, and or the conclusion of the meeting on Wednesday. Are they going to have a hawkish tone? Are they going to have a dovish tone? Are they going to try to walk back their statements a little bit because they see this volatility in the market? Then what does that do to gold? What does that do to the dollar? If they continue moving forward with this hawkish stance and don't ease off the gas pedal a little bit, you want to call it, or if they don't put, or if they don't start, if they change the messaging with how they're going to start applying the brake, I think that might be a better way of saying it, and keep this hawkish stance, then what happens to the stock market? Does it continue to go down? And how much pain will that cause in the real economy? Because I think a large percentage of the purchasing power we have in the real economy is due to the stock market being in this massive, massive bubble. So if they're trying, or if they do let the air out of this bubble, even slowly, what does that mean for the real economy? Let me give you an example. Right now, we have the most significant labor shortage that we have ever seen in the United States. Well, let's think this through. Let's say the stock market goes down by 30, 40, 50%. And that's obviously if they get a disorderly downturn or collapse, crash in the stock market. What do you think that would do to the labor force participation rate? Goes up, more people would be looking for jobs. So we could go from a labor shortage to a labor surplus. What does that do to the demand side of the equation? I think it brings it down substantially. I'm not saying that you should expect all of the supply chain issues to be solved, because that's more of a government distortion problem. And therefore, I think you could see slight disinflation, meaning the rates of inflation starting to go down a little bit, could see labor shortage turn into labor surplus. Therefore, the input costs for labor itself goes down. But I think you still could see, or most likely will still see, the shortages that all of us have been noticing at the grocery store for the last year. So we've got a lot of cross currents going on right here and a lot of drama from a standpoint of macroeconomics. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. We'll be back here with more updates soon. Always stand up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. We'll see you in the next video.